This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Speaking of Dallas, Stars host in Nashville tonight. Joining us now, 13-year NHL veteran, New York Rangers in Tampa, two-time Olympian, silver medal winner with USA in 2010, ESPN hockey analyst Ryan Callahan with you here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you. You know, we're excited about this hockey team. Down four right now with a game in hand behind Winnipeg with eight games to go, Ryan. I could tell you six of these opponents are non-playoff teams. Do you think we can catch Winnipeg down the stretch?
Yeah, I definitely think you can. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think you play Winnipeg at home next week, I believe. So, obviously, that's going to be a huge game. And you know, I think it's important. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, it doesn't matter if you get first or, you know, home ice advantage. And, you know, you look at this, you know, this central division, and I think it's a huge advantage to finish first just to avoid, you know, in a situation like this, Colorado in the first round. And, you know, obviously, you know, you're looking at Minnesota or St. Louis, it looks like, in that wild card matchup. But, I mean, if you could, you know, miss Colorado that first round, make Winnipeg and Colorado, you know, battle it out that first round. I think it's such a big advantage for Dallas. So if I'm the Stars, that's what I'm looking at, you know, and I think it also gives you a little bit of a push towards the end of the season, you know, something to work towards and gear yourself up as playoffs approach.
The 12 games or so in, what do you think of the fit of Mikko Rantanen here with the Stars and what we have on our hands?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, it's he's one of those guys that's, you know, that gets thrown out maybe too much, but like a unicorn, you know, where his size, his skill, his abilities. And I think what you should be most excited about if you're Dallas is how he produces in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy produces big numbers in the playoffs, has won before. So to be able to bring a guy like that in, I mean, what a move by Jim Neal and you know, Dallas's management to see that he was available out of Carolina and bringing him in. And, you know, usually when you bring a guy in too, there's that little bit of an adjustment period, right, where they're getting used to the team, the organization, and obviously him though, especially bouncing around a little bit. But he seemed to fit right in. I mean, he has 11 points in 12 games, four goals. He's been great so far for Dallas, and he's only going to get better as more comfortable he gets.
Speaking of a guy that is only getting better, how about the youngster Wyatt Johnston and what he's been able to do? How impressed is that? Just how impressive is it with his age and how dominant he's been?
Yeah, I mean, he just continues to grow, right? You don't know where the ceiling is with this kid. And, you know, I remember I did a couple playoff games last year with Dallas, and just watching, you know, Wyatt Johnston in the biggest moments and these playoff games, he always seemed to rise to the occasion. You could see he raised his game. He was competitive. And, you know, kind of similar, like I said, Brandon, as he gets more comfortable with this league, his rank gets more comfortable with Dallas, but as Wyatt Johnston gets older and older, you know, where is his ceiling? Cause he has so much skill, and his compete level too is off the charts. You know, and another thing that surprised me too, watching the games, you know, so closely is how good he plays defensively as well. He's not a liability for a guy who puts up, you know, 30 goals, 70 points. It's been very impressive watching his growth. And If you're a Dallas fan, that's something to be very excited for the future and now.
Hey, Ryan, this is a little bit off the beaten path, but did you ever think that you'd see Wayne Gretzky's scoring record be beaten?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. And, you know, what Ovechkin's been able to do through this stretch, and, you know, you look at it too, you know, dealing with two lockouts, dealing with COVID, you know, relatively healthy throughout his whole career too. Mm-hmm. Had the broken leg this year. You know, it's when he broke his leg, I said there's no chance he's getting it done this year. You know, you push it to next year, but he came off that. He came right back and continues the stretch that he was on. So it's very impressive what we're witnessing.
It's ESPN analyst Ryan Callahan talking hockey with you here on The Fan. Good young players here with this Stars team, some veterans. Mika with an 8-year deal. How long does Jim Neal keep this Stanley Cup window open?
Yeah, I think you try to keep it as long as possible, right? It's tough, but the cap's going up as well. You have to remember that, right? I think it's going to help, you know, Jim Neal try to keep some of this core together and these guys together. And, you know, I think, you know, a good blueprint is, you know, maybe something like Tampa, you know, what they've done there. And, you know, they won the 2 Stanley Cups, but, you know, even the years I was there, I mean, we went to a Stanley Cup final in 2015, 2 conference finals after that, then they won 2 in a row. So he's kind of found a way to kind of, you know, plug guys in, take guys out. You know, there'll definitely be some movement within the roster, but if you could kind of find that core and continue to add to it, add some young players into it, you know, and if you look at, you know, Dallas's track record of drafting and getting young players, I mean, it's top of the league, right? So they've done a great job there. And, you know, I don't think this window is anywhere close to being closed, but right now it's wide open, you know, and they're definitely one of the favorites to win the Cup this year.
Yeah, Ryan, how hard is that, though, for a team the last couple of years that have kind of been on that doorstep? What does it take? Hockey's such a unique sport. It's one of the hardest, you know, championships to win, but how does Dallas get over that hump?
It's hard, right? I think you said it. Out of, you know, 32 teams, only one of them is rising sure. The Stanley Cups, right? So it's tough to do. I just draw back from my own experiences. And, you know, like I said, I've been to a bunch of conference finals, Stanley Cup finals, and never had the opportunity of winning it. But so much goes into the playoffs, right? You got to have the luck with injuries. You get some bounces here, there. Your goaltender's got to be hot, some timely goals. And it's a complete 2-month absolute grind on the body. And, you know, all you can do is put yourself in a position with a team in an organization where you have the chance to do that, right? And I think last couple of years, Dallas has had that, right? And you look at their past playoff success, and it has been. It's you know, you win that game, or you know, in that overtime game, if you won that, you know, you win the series, you know, things like that, injuries. So Dallas has set themselves up for success, and now it's just a matter of going out there and, you know, winning a couple extra games and getting yourself right there and right there to the end.
Good chance the Stars and the Avalanche match up in round one. How would you see that series playing out? What would be your pick for that? And how important would it be? Like, does the return of Miro Heiskanen, does it hinge? Like, does your pick hinge on whether or not he comes back?
Yeah, I don't think it hinges on that. You know, and I think that series is a complete coin flip, right? You know, if you were telling me I had to pick one team, I like Dallas. I really do. I just like the way they're built. Goaltending, I think they definitely have an advantage in net. The question is, I guess, is, you know, how do you stop McKinnon and Makar, right? Mm-hmm. That combination, they're so talented. But what I like, I mean, as a fan now and, you know, covering it, everything, I mean, I'm hoping for that series, right? With just the storylines with Rantanen, and as we were talking about in Colorado, you know, going back and playing them, you know, the storylines and the emotions of that series. And I mean, hell, that could be, I know it couldn't be, but I mean, that's a Stanley Cup final matchup in the first round, right? Mm-hmm. You know, at least a conference final matchup between two teams. So, but I like Dallas. I do. I picked them to go to the finals this year. I won't tell you who I had winning because I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, the New York Rangers, but you know, preseason, that's where my picks were. And, you know, Dallas has not shown me anything, only, you know, strengthened my opinion on them of why I think they will be there. And you were talking about, you know, what does it take to win and get over that? And sometimes you have to lose first, right? And sometimes you get that sour taste in your mouth. There's a lot of teams, look at Florida last year, you know, they lost in the finals, come back the next year and win, right? So maybe Dallas has a little bit of that this year.
What's it like playing for a team that you'd been part of for so long with the New York Rangers? You're the captain. It's the big city. You're traded to Tampa, I guess a chance to compete more there, but that had to be a big change in it right there in your career.
Yeah, massive. That last year in New York, I was dealing with some contract negotiations. Things went south towards the trade deadline, and I could kind of see on the horizon that I was probably going to get traded, but still was a shock when that happened. And, you know, when I got down to Tampa, I had all intentions to go to free agency after I was traded. I was going to be a UFA, and I got to Tampa, and I absolutely fell in love with the organization, the city, the team. I could see how talented they were. Their window was wide open to win. So I ended up re-signing in Tampa. And, you know, to be honest, you know, timing in my life, I don't think could have been better. We had one kid at the time. My wife was pregnant with our second, and life in the city was getting pretty hard with the kiddos. Sure. So, to be able to go to Florida and have a pool in the backyard and then throw the kids outside and everything else, it's, as you guys know, in Dallas, it's nice when the sun's shining all the time.
It is, man. And the tax breaks are pretty good, too. You know, and
they're not bad either. Yeah,
a little different.
I'll tell you what, when I got traded there and I saw my first paycheck, I had a double look at that one. ran that up to accounting and said, I think you guys paid me too much here. And they're like, oh.
Well, they fired your guy Torch there, John Tortorella. I was wondering if you ever wanted to fire him when he was yelling at you. It looked pretty intense on TV sometimes.
Yeah, he is. But I'll tell you this about Torch. I mean, he comes across that way with the sound bites and the clips you see, but I mean, it comes from a caring place. He's passionate. He wants you to win. He cares about the way you're playing. And I absolutely love playing for him. I mean, came in when I was a young player in New York. He gave me every opportunity in the world, ended up naming me captain of the team. So I owe a lot to Torts, and, I'm a bit surprised they got rid of him there in Philly so soon. He had that team going pretty good, right? It's a rebuilding team that didn't have a ton of expectations and just missed the playoffs last year. Kind of had them right in that bubble this year, continued to grow, but they decided to go in a different direction. And I think if he continues to want to coach or wants to land somewhere, I'm sure there'll be a spot for him.
Hey, Ryan, you brought up something interesting, and I wondered if, a lot of times in hockey that we see the coaches maybe get fired a month into this thing. And, it happened though in Edmonton, and, the next thing you know, they end up in the cup final and stuff. Did the players take responsibility for that? Or is that just something that absolutely that you guys in that room know you need to shake it up a little bit? Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, right? Usually when a coach is about to be fired, during the season, you can kind of see it coming,
sure.
Right? It's been a month or two and, you go to the rink and the mood of the rink's not great. The team's not playing well. You could hear the rumors out there that, things might be happening. And, and then that new coach comes in and I think it kind of just clears all that out of the room, right?
Sure.
All of a sudden now you have a fresh start. You have a new coach that, even if it's the assistant coach coming up, you got a coach that now you have to prove yourself to again. Right. And you have to earn your ice time again. And if you're a younger player, now this is a new opportunity for me to, make an impression on this new coach and get more playing time. So I think it does a lot in that aspect. And then even, you're talking about Edmonton that, they when they fired their coach and, that was a veteran team that had high expectations. And I think more than anything, it wasn't about impressing a new coach. It was a wake up call in the room. Like,
sure.
You know what, guys, this is probably our fault why we just got this guy fired the way we've been playing, you know? So I think in that situation, it's more of a kick in the butt and, you look across the stalls and you realize it's on us. Now we have to go out there and, make it right for this new coach.
Well, enjoy this home stretch of the postseason, Ryan. Really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much for your insights.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much. Anytime.
Salute. There he goes. ESPN hockey analyst Ryan Callahan with you on 105.3 The Fan. Olympian, multi-time finalist, so a lot of hockey
history
knowledge and wisdom inside that man's brain.
Yep.
Okay, Cowboys have a new quarterback. It's Joe Milton from the Patriots, acquired for a fifth-round pick. We're giving it the thumbs up pretty good. But Krusty's Corner's coming up next, man. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, I want to talk about Joe Milton a little bit. I want to talk about some draft things I got in mind. We'll do that next.